It's day 157 of #365. Hiya!
In a world of delicious canneries, an unstoppable onslaught of advertising and misinformation at every turn.
Even by those that are trying to claim they care about your health.
One man faces the ultimate battle. This is #365.
So yet again, I'm on holiday. Yet again, I'm doing this podcast from a sauna. And I'm going to post a picture of it up on Twitter, at Alex Bakerman, so you can see that I'm not lying. I am genuinely in a sauna. It's so weird. Everything about it's weird. Even the light, you know, the lights have got little yellow caps over them, so it has that kind of warm yellow light. How strange. Anyway, so yeah, still on holiday. Like I said, the wheels have come off, and it's a slow burn getting those wheels back on. Things are a bit of a disaster at the moment. I'm on holiday. There's lots of food. I'm trying to eat healthily, trying to like make the right decisions, but just the complete lack of routine that we have here. It's full on. Yesterday ended up going swimming as well, which was... I was kind of umming and ahhing about this. I didn't want to take my t-shirt off, so I kept my t-shirt on. But because I've lost a bit of weight, I've lost like almost 2 stone, as you know, since the start of this journey. I do feel a little bit better about my body, but I kind of still don't think I'm there to like want to frolic around a swimming pool with my top off. Thing is, I know nobody cares. Do you know what I mean? I'm not so self-involved that I feel like everybody's looking at me. But when you've got body confidence issues, and I've said this before, when you've got body confidence issues, it doesn't matter. Like, the reality of the situation doesn't matter. Even though consciously, like intellectually, I know that nobody really cares and they're worrying about themselves and their kids and everything else. And is everybody okay? Am I safe? Am I walking so I don't slip? Or where I'm hungry? Or where, all the things that go in other people's heads. Nobody's sitting there going, God, he's slightly overweight. Look at him. Bit hairy and overweight, that guy, isn't he? God, maybe I should go and tell him. Maybe I should make his life miserable by telling him. Like, nobody's thinking that. And if they are, Jesus, it says more about them than it does about me, doesn't it? Let's face it. But even though I know that all intellectually, as you know, if you've got body confidence issues, which I have, it doesn't matter. Like, when you're in that public space, you're kind of the opinion that everybody's looking at you, and every single person that laughs, they're laughing about you. Every comment that's made is aimed at you. You know, all this stuff goes on in your head, and it's horrible and rubbish. And I want a nice family holiday, and I didn't want to have to worry about all that, so I just kept my t-shirt on. In reality, I then probably stood out more, you know, as the, why is that dude wearing a t-shirt? But in my brain, just to give you a real insight into how my mind works, I kind of rationalized it as, yeah, but there could be loads of reasons why I've got a t-shirt on. And what I actually settled on for some reason is I thought, oh, I bet, you know, maybe people think that I've got like offensive tattoos. You know, maybe I've got like, I don't know, fuck the world written on my back or something in like a gothic style. So, you know, so I'm wearing a t-shirt to cover that up. This is what goes on in my head. What a ridiculous place it is. In my head, I've decided that other people are thinking that I'm wearing a t-shirt because I've got offensive tattoos on, just to get away from the fact that they're probably thinking he's wearing a t-shirt because he's a bit fat and doesn't want people to see his fat. It's a strange place, my head, which is why I still don't struggle to find things to talk about 157 days into this 365-day journey. Anyway, that's a lot of stuff I've just said. It's actually not what I wanted to talk about. One of the things I did want to talk about is something that I don't think I've ever really mentioned here on the podcast before. Hydrate to lose weight. The idea of drinking water more. Now, I talked about the magical powers that water possesses in the podcast actually not that long ago, within the last couple of weeks, I think. But one thing, a little trick that I've learned over the years that's so amazing, and I sometimes forget to do it, and then when I remember to do it, it's like I've learned it for the first time all over again, and it's like a rediscovery, and I get really excited. You know, if you're going to drink something bad, whether that's like a glass of wine or like a full fat Coca-Cola or any sort of diet drink or soda or anything like that, try not to drink it because you're thirsty. Does that make sense? So if you're going to have a Coca-Cola, sure, okay, fine, have a Coca-Cola, put it in my fitness pal and sort of be annoyed with yourself that you've wasted so many of your much needed calories on a sugary beverage. But still, whatever, I'm not here to judge. Put it in my fitness pal. But please, before you drink it, have a glass of water. And the reason I say that is because if you drink for thirst, A, you're more likely to make bad decisions because you're thirsty. Your body needs fluid. So you're looking around and that's the kind of one of those moments the chimp can strike, you know, because your body's in a sort of state of need. You're thirsty, like physically actually thirsty rather than your chimp just lying to you that you are. You're physically actually thirsty. So you're looking around for something to drink. And obviously, you know, as we know, the way advertising works, brands are built to jump out at you. If a big, massive, red, cold, ice cold looking can of Coca-Cola jumps out at you, that's what you're going to neck. And you'll drink it really quickly and you probably won't even notice that you've drunk it. And you certainly won't have savoured the taste or anything like that because you're drinking out of thirst rather than out of, like, you know, enjoyment. So the simple advice, I suppose, if I'm giving out advice here, which I suppose I am in this instance, is have a glass of water first. Quench your thirst with the water. And then if you still want the Diet Coke or the Coca-Cola or the Fanta or whatever it is, drink it, but drink it slowly and actually enjoy it. Enjoy it as a piece of enjoyment. Enjoying that product, enjoying the sugar, enjoying the flavour, enjoying the carbonation, rather than just necking it down because you're thirsty and you didn't have the mindfulness to think about drinking a glass of water first. Honestly, it's amazing. And I've been trying to do that not just with drink, but with food as well. Because also, obviously, if you drink, you know, a couple of glasses of water, a pint of water before you eat, you've already got fluid in your stomach. So naturally, you feel a bit fuller. So it will take you slightly less, not much less, but slightly less food to feel that sort of feeling of satiety that you want to have before you stop eating. So water is a really powerful thing. It's a magnificent thing. And it's something that, like I said, like a couple of weeks ago, we take for granted, really. And when the food riots come in the next 30 years and there's droughts across the earth, we'll be taking it, we'll rue the day that we took it for granted. Sorry, that's my conspiracy theory brain coming out there a little bit. Unless, of course, we're 30, 40 years in the future and that's happened. In which case, Christ.